In the occupied West Bank, Israel launched its most intense airstrikes in nearly two decades. They hit a Palestinian refugee camp in the city of Jenin, where at least eight Palestinians are reported killed. NPR's Daniel Estrin is in Jerusalem. Daniel, what happened overnight? I gather drone attacks and then Israeli ground troops moved in?
That's exactly right. And Israel says that it is targeting specific sites within the Jenin camp, which they call a hub for militant activity. Israeli troops have located several explosives factories with hundreds of explosives, an improvised rocket launcher. And this points to a new kind of situation in the West Bank, where in a place like Jenin, you have emerging capabilities, militants detonating roadside bombs, even rudimentary rockets. It's a new kind of intensified fight as Israeli troops have been raiding the Jenin refugee camp almost, you know, for more than a year regularly. And so Israel is now enacting an operation that is the biggest in scale and in firepower that we've seen in more than a decade, with hundreds of foot soldiers on the ground and airstrikes from drones and troops going door to door.
You mentioned casualties, Daniel. What do we know about the victims?
We have seen pictures of the victims published by Palestinians in the Jenin refugee camp. They're all young men. Some of them are holding large weapons. Some others are not. So at least partially, they are affiliated as militants. But we don't have an exact breakdown who might be uninvolved civilians, who might be militants.
And Daniel, you've described the Israeli military's kind of version of events and why it says it is doing this. What is the view of Palestinian organizations?
Well, Palestinians, especially in the Jenin refugee camp, are committed to resisting Israel's occupation of the West Bank. That's been going on for more than half a century. And Jenin especially, it's a crowded place. It's a kind of slopes on a hillside. Originally, the Jenin refugee camp was home to Palestinian refugees who were displaced from their homes in the 1948 war that led to the founding of Israel. And so for decades, this place has been a center of militant activity, of resisting Israel, fighting Israel with violence. And it's a clash between the Western-trained Palestinian security forces who have a job of helping Israel patrol the West Bank and keep law and order. Those Palestinian security forces are ineffective in doing that in a place like Jenin, where militants have filled the vacuum and felt that, you know, the Palestinian Authority is actually not leading to the liberation of the Palestinian homeland from Israel, but collaborating with the Israeli enemy. That's the Palestinian viewpoint from Jenin. Mm. And so in a place like Jenin, you know, you also have, of course, families and young children and elderly living in a very crowded place alongside militants.
Hmm. Finally, Daniel, in recent weeks, tensions have escalated. How did things get to this point?
You know, Scott, the bigger context is that we've been seeing more than a year of almost nightly Israeli military raids in the West Bank and a spate of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. We've seen the highest death toll among Palestinians and Israelis in years. And the big picture as well is there are no peace talks. There is no horizon for any kind of political resolution to the larger conflict between Palestinians and Israelis. The Palestinian Authority leadership is ineffective, financially nearly bankrupt. The international community does not see an opening for sponsoring peace talks now. And in Israel, you have a far-right government, the most hardline right-wing government in Israel's history, which not only has failed to prevent Israeli settler extremism, a lot of violence we've seen recently against Palestinian civilians, but there's also been a lot of pressure among far-right leaders to intensify this campaign in the West Bank, and that's a part of what we're seeing now.
Daniel Estrin is NPR international correspondent in Jerusalem. Daniel, thank you.
You're welcome.